Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the challenge of treating animals that have BRD. Back on that in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Coming up this Saturday, June 13th, it's Black Hereford Ranch's Cream of the Crop Sale, starting at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. It's their 14th annual female sale at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma. Over 500 head of powerful club calf producing calves will be available, including 370 elite fall bred heifers and donor prospects, 60 fall calf and young cows, and a lot more. For information, give them a call, 580-983-2363, or go to blackherfordranch.com. We're talking again with veterinarian Dr. Larry Hawkins of Bear Animal Health about the challenges of treating animals with bovine respiratory disease, BRD. It's great to try to do the preventative things to make sure your animals don't come down with BRD, but you're going to probably identify some animals along the way that have got the disease. And at that point, Dr. Hawkins says you've got several antibiotic choices to help you take on this economically costly problem.
We have more antibiotics today than we've had any time in my practice career, and we still continue to have a problem with treatment success on some of those animals. That can be due to the immune system of an animal. Some research done several years ago now by Tom Whittem and Louis Perino up at Meat Animal Research indicated that animals that don't get enough colostrum will have a three times more likely to be treated in the feed yard. Even though they've been weaned and it's been a long time since they're more than 7 months old, they're approaching a year of age, and they're still more likely to be treated if they didn't get enough colostrum. When you stop and think about that research, colostrum is affected by the plane of nutrition that the cow's on. And with some of these drought areas that we've experienced here recently, the plane of nutrition of some of these cows isn't what their owners would like it to be. And that can result in animals that have immune systems that aren't up to par.
Of course, if you're treating animals that have got BRD, you're successfully treating them, somewhere down the road, you may still see the results of the disease rear its ugly head once again. Research shows that respiratory disease can cause damage to lung tissue. Once you damage that lung tissue, it's lost forever, and that can be a problem as well.
Yes, it sure will. And sometimes if they lose some lung capacity to consolidation from respiratory disease, then later on that consolidated lung won't exchange oxygen for them. As the animal grows and has a little more demand, as it gets into summer and cattle tend to want to pant to cool themselves, then those hot days, sometimes we see some consequences of that show up in some animals that were treated several months ago. So all of that adds together to make respiratory disease the number one killer of cattle and the number one problem as far as sickness in cattle as well.
Talking about the challenges of BRD with Dr. Larry Hawkins of Bear Animal Health. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Rod Boermaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.